Finger here on 103.9 WSOS. Sarah Malone joins me live here in the studio. And Sarah has done some great work over the years organizing a variety of boomer and senior expos that many of you out there listening have attended. Oftentimes in our neck of the woods, they're at the Indoor Outlet Mall east of I-95, right?
Yeah. Yep. We had that one in February.
Yeah. Remember that? That was PC.
Long time ago.
Pre-COVID. But they're going to come back, you know, once we get rolling along again here, get this vaccine up and rolling. And she does a lot of work just trying to connect seniors and baby boomers with the resources they need to maintain a great lifestyle, right?
Yep, exactly.
And to that end, she's brought along a guest via our phone line system today. Dr. Ralph Rizek is joining us live on the studio line. And he, of course, is with Heekin Clinic. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, doing great. Doing great. And of course, you are an orthopedic doctor. And before we get into all of that, kind of tell us a little bit about your background, because we understand that you're from this part of the world, right?
Yes, sir. I was actually raised in Jacksonville, lived here up until I went to college. I attended Bowles for high school, grade school, then ultimately went to Florida State and did my training out in Tampa. I did my joint fellowship up in Pittsburgh, and then came back home. My family's here. I have a family, you know, filled with physicians, and they're all living in Jacksonville. So I would always come back for Jaguar games, and you know, have been keeping in touch with all my friends from high school, and it's great to finally come back to Jacksonville and be back home.
Once again, Dr. Ralph Rizek is with us. He's an orthopedic doctor. And, of course, Bowles, by the way, playing at St. Augustine tonight in football. Care to make a prediction? Supposed to be a really good game. Well, what's interesting is Bowles, apparently, if you measure up the players' weight, height, they're much bigger than the St. Augustine Yellow Jackets, but then the Yellow Jackets have speed. So you should understand that, right, doctor? What prevails, size or speed?
hopefully size,
that's right. So talk to me, doctor, about, you know, there's a lot of people out there driving around listening to us right now that are dealing with some chronic pain issues, or dealing with some chronic issues, whether it's knees or hips or what have you. Help me understand what they're dealing with and how you can help.
Well, you know, one of the biggest issues patients above 50 are dealing with nowadays is osteoarthritis. There is a global issue with that, and we have found that through the data, the projected growth of future knee and hip replacements is anywhere between 200% and 600% increase by 2030.
Wow.
And so that's a big number, and it is a big issue that people are dealing with. Our life expectancy now is much longer than back in the 60s and 70s. And so we want to treat these patients. We want to educate them. We want to improve their way of life. And that is not necessarily with surgery. There are conservative modalities, injections, anti-inflammatory, physical therapy. Those are things that we want to educate our patients and really improve how they're living and improve their function and their pain.
If you have any questions, once again, about what we're talking about with Dr. Rizek, we encourage you to reach out to the website, heekinclinic.com. That's H-E-E-K-I-N, heekinclinic.com. I guess a lot of folks, doctor, just know they may have some issues and they're, you know, they're frightened. There's just a lot of anxiety. Maybe they have friends and others who have gone through various procedures, orthopedic procedures, and they're nervous. What would you say to those people?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to educate the patients. I think you build camaraderie with your physician, along with your patient. That relationship is a lifelong relationship. It is the most intimate relationship that you can have with another person, is when you are their physician and you are, whether operating or injecting or just treating their pain, their function. I think just building that camaraderie and you know, really educating the patient to put them at ease, just like anything else. The unknown is a scary situation. So the more you can educate, the less surprises there are in this treatment algorithm, the better the patients do.
Yeah. We were talking briefly a little bit earlier, too, about recovery from joint replacement and that sort of procedure. Talk to me a little bit about the people out there that are probably going to benefit from joint replacement. What are they experiencing right now as they're listening to us?
Well, a lot of the pain is, you know, we'll start with hips. You know, it's the get up and go pain. you get up out of the chair and you start to walk and it hurts. It's the groin pain. It is the inability to walk long distances. The biggest complaint we get is, you know, these patients come to us and tell us, oh, I can tell you when it's about to rain because their groin starts to hurt during changes in weather. And that is a common issue. Hmm. With knees, same idea. Range of motion is a problem. They can't really bend their knee. It hurts them with changes in weather. It clicks. It pops. It gives out on them. They start to have to use a cane or even a walker. Hmm. Those are the main complaints that we mainly get.
Is it important, doctor, when people are experiencing some of those issues that they deal with it as soon as it happens? Do you have a little bit of time to figure it out? I mean, I'm thinking, is there an advantage to, you know, not procrastinating?
Yeah, you know, the longer you wait, the more potential damage can happen to your joints. The bones can erode a little bit more by waiting. That doesn't mean you have to come in tomorrow and get a knee replacement or a hip replacement. That's not what I'm saying. It's just if you are in pain, it is better to get an x-ray, maybe get to some physical therapy, do some home exercises, and get educated, and so that we can monitor those things down the road. In case it starts to get bad, at least we're not catching it at the end. We have already built up some treatment prior to that.
If you're just tuning in, that's Dr. Ralph Rizik. He is with the Heakin Clinic. Heakin Clinic, of course, been a part of our community here in Northeast Florida and St. John's County for a long time. Go to HeakinClinic.com, H-E-E-K-I-N, clinic.com. And indeed, Dr. Rizik and Heakin Clinic will be represented somewhere tomorrow, right, Sarah?
Yes, sir. The Active After 50 Expo is coming up in Jacksonville tomorrow. That's at UNF, so it's a, you know, pretty short drive for us here in St. Augustine. But he himself will be there answering your questions, and we're really, really blessed to have the Heakin Clinic be a sponsor of our events.
Dr. Ralph Rizik is with us on the line. Sarah Malone is here with me as well. I'll tell you what, we're going to play a song. We'll be right back. Robert Palmer here on 103.9 WSOS. We're live at 18 minutes before we get to 9 o'clock. It's going to be about 90 degrees today. Not much of a chance of rain. The National Weather Service has just decreased our chance of rain today, only about a 30%. And if we get anything, it'll be this afternoon after 4 o'clock. Much better chance of rain over the weekend. A nor'easter will be in our world Saturday, Sunday. And that's going to cause some interesting situations at the beach. We're already under a rip current advisory. If you're in the water, please, please be careful, or better yet, stay out of the water over the next couple of days. But the good news, Sarah, the high temperature tomorrow, 82 degrees.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
That's not bad.
And the overnight low on Monday leading to Tuesday, if this holds, 69 degrees.
Oh, man, that sounds amazing.
I haven't said that in, it seems like, 3 years.
Yes, it really does.
A low temperature in the 60s. Anyway, we're spending some time, too, live on the studio line with us right now is Dr. Ralph Rizik, and he, of course, is an orthopedic MD doctor with Heakin Clinic. HeakinClinic.com is a website we'd love for you to check out, and we're talking about, you know, hip and knee replacement. A lot of our listeners, you know, will ultimately benefit from that sort of procedure. You know, what is the percentage, Doc, in just anecdotally, rough terms, of how many people driving around right now listening to us over the age of 50 at some point will need a hip or knee replacement?
Well, like we mentioned earlier in the interview, you know, by 2030, the knee replacement projection should go up 700%. There are over 3 million expected total knee replacements to be done per year in this country. Mm. And hips are a little bit less, but still 300% increase by 2030, with roughly a million or two in the country. So this is the second and third most popular surgery in medicine. It is a very, very common procedure.
So many of our listeners will see them. They'll come by the station here at some point to pick up a prize winning or something, and then they're saying they're going to be having a hip or knee replacement. And then you'll see them like a year later, and the transformation's pretty phenomenal, right? You know, it can change their life.
It is, and I think, you know, the best story is a patient that we did 2 weeks ago. You know, she got grandkids, and she wants to walk with them. She wants to play with them. And, you know, she was not able to for the last few years. Ultimately, we did her hip replacement, and in 2 weeks, she has already seen a difference with that growing pain and that inability to ambulate. She has seen that that has much improved since the hip replacement. And a lot of the reason why, obviously, you know, the pathology is there, and treating that pathology improves her symptoms. But also, what we do here at the Heekin Clinic is we use the anterior approach to the hip, and that is a muscle sparing approach that gives them more rapid recovery, better patient satisfaction, less hospital stay. And so they are up and around at a quicker, more rapid pace, and they do very well.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, that is the voice of Dr. Ralph Rizik, and he is with Heekin Clinic. The Heekin Clinic, you've heard of that, of course, and he provides a lot of the stuff that we're just talking about. You know, a lot of you out there are trying to get some relief for knee pain, for the, you know, and other things with injections, other sort of non-surgical procedures, and you get mixed results. Some of you are not getting very good results at all, right, doctor?
Yeah, and you know, listen, if you have pain and the pathology is there and you have severe osteoarthritis, unfortunately, those conservative treatment of injections, physical therapy, anti-inflammatories will not help. And at that point, we will discuss total knee replacement. And the way we do it here at the Heekin Clinic is we do them robotically assisted, where we use a robot to assist us in both hip and knee replacement. And what that does is it improves the accuracy of the placement of your components. There is less dissection required. And what that means is by less dissection, less blood loss, less pain, and a quicker recovery, higher patient satisfaction. Nothing is more accurate than a robot, so having that robot assist in surgery, it allows for a more accurate executed surgery. I like to tell patients that it's like balancing a tire. If you balance a tire incorrectly, those tires will only last you 10,000 miles. If you balance the tires correctly, they will last you 40,000 miles, and that is the main idea behind using a robot during these hip and knee replacements. You put the components in more accurately, the goal will be to where they last a much longer time frame so that you'll never need another surgery after that.
That's pretty amazing. Cutting edge technology, but that speaks to the changes in technology. A lot of our listeners, maybe they had a hip or knee replacement 10 years ago. I would imagine the process is very different today.
Yes. Yes, and using robotics has really changed the landscape of our, you know, surgical procedure. These implants, total knees are lasting between 15, 20 years. Using a robot, the goal will be to where they will last about 25 years, and that is the assumption. Hmm. And so far we have seen that these robotically assisted patients are having great recoveries, quicker recoveries. They're going home quicker. You know, they're not staying in the hospital as long. And this is what I tell patients. Listen, you know, hospitals are for sick patients. They're not sick. They just need a new joint, and that's all.
Yeah. Once again, that's Dr. Ralph Rizik. He's with us live on the studio line. Sarah Malone is here as well. And he will be participating, and Heekin Clinic, rather, will be participating in an event tomorrow, right, Sarah?
Yes, sir. The Active After 50 Expo coming up at UNF tomorrow from 10 to 2.
10 to 2 o'clock. Make the short little ride up to UNF if you're within the sound of our voice. It's not going to take you more than 15 or 20 minutes, and there'll be a lot of different vendors there, including Heekin Clinic, right?
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if your listeners remember or were listening about a month ago I was on. We had an event up in Orange Park, and Jacksonville should be, you know, a little bigger. It is our fourth year up there, so we're really excited.
Yeah. And if you can't make the event tomorrow, you have something else going on, there's another opportunity to learn more about what Dr. Rizik is talking about. A webinar coming up, and I know some of our listeners hear webinar and they get all intimidated, but these things are really easy to participate in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He will be live Thursday night, 9:24 at 7 p.m. You can pre-register now. All you have to do is check out the Active After 50 online Facebook page, click events, and you can register right there.
All right. We'll be back with Dr. Ralph Rizik once again with Heekin Clinic, the Heekin Clinic. Learn more at heekinclinic.com, H-E-E-K-I-N, heekinclinic.com. We'll be back. Jackson Brown here on 103.9 WSOS. We get to play all of our doctor theme songs because we're privileged to have with us on the studio line, Dr. Ralph Rizek is here. Sarah Malone is here with me as well. And of course, Dr. Rizek is part of the team at Heekin Clinic, and they will be presenting tomorrow at a very special event at UNF, right?
Yes, sir. The Active After 50 Expo. It's happening 10 to 2 at the Herbert University Center on the UNF campus. And we do have COVID precautions in place, and we hope to see you there.
Yeah, it's a great facility because, number one, parking is super, super easy.
Yes.
If we do get a few scattered showers, it's very easy to drop somebody off and not, you know, nobody gets wet, you know, and it's just a nice venue, very casual to be able to walk around, check things out, right?
Exactly. This will be our fourth year there, and we're really excited.
What time will you be there? From when to when?
10 to 2.
10 to 2. And, of course, Dr. Ralph Rizek joins us live in the studio line. Heekin Clinic will be a presenter there as well. A lot of you out there, if you are struggling with hip and knee pain, any sort of joint pain, you need to explore what Heekin can do for you. Go to HeekinClinic.com. That's HeekinClinic.com. We were talking earlier, Doctor, about some of the early indications of things that may be going south at where you could benefit from some form of surgery. I guess people just getting in and out of, you know, getting out of a chair, needing one of those chairs that has a lift might be a good indication that they could use some help.
Yes, sir. You know, whenever you start to find yourself needing a cane, needing help getting in and out of a chair, in and out of a car, when the weather starts to change and you can feel pain in your joints, those are all indications that you are likely developing arthritis.
Right. Once again, that's Dr. Ralph Rizek. So give me the way that a history major like myself can understand. Why is it that people can start feeling the weather change in their bones?
Well, it changes the biologics inside your knee and the inflammation that is changed with that and the pressure changes that happen in your joints cause more inflammation. And because of that, you start to have pain. It is probably the most common complaint that we get, and it is mainly due to the pressure changes in the atmosphere that causes pressure changes in your joints, which are already hypersensitive to any change. Let alone pressure changes.
And then on top of that, you're living in Florida, where the weather changes every 6 minutes.
Exactly. And we get plenty of snowbirds that come down from the Northeast and the Midwest, and they're excited to come down here. Then they start to realize all this rain that's happening in Jacksonville, they start to feel a little more than they used to in those northern states.
Yeah, I believe that. Dr. Ralph Rizek, once again, he's an orthopedic doctor, and he is with Heekin Clinic. The Heekin Clinic, of course, been a part of our community in Northeast Florida for decades. Go to HeekinClinic.com for more information about your hip and joint and pain and knee pain and the like and what they can do. They can make some amazing transformations for you. You've got a webinar coming up, right, Sarah, that the doctor will be a part of?
Yeah, as part of the Active After 50 Expo tomorrow, he will have a webinar next week on Thursday night at 7 p.m., and you can register for that by going to the Active After 50 online Facebook page. Just click in events and you'll see it. It'll be right there. You can pre-register. He'll be talking about everything he's been touching on today. And it should be a very, very informative session.
There you go. We'll put all that information up on our Facebook page a little bit later today. Sarah will get us some information. Dr. Rizek, before we let you go, any sort of closing thoughts for our listeners out there who have been dealing with joint pain, hip pain and knee pain for years? What would you tell them?
I think the biggest thing is just education. If you start to have pain, there's no reason to live your life in pain. Everyone hears surgery and has a subtle anxiety about it. And just because you have those joint pains does not mean you need to rush off to surgery. I think the biggest thing is coming in, come to our office, we'll educate you, we'll take some x-rays, we'll see what your joints look like. And we can treat many, many problems conservatively without surgery. Anti-inflammatories, injections, different modalities like physical therapy. We can try all those things first and see where we're at. And education is a lot of it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, once again, you can learn more and connect with Dr. Ralph Rizek and the entire team. They have a tremendous team there at Heekin Clinic, HeekinClinic.com, HeekinClinic.com. And of course, tomorrow you can meet with them and a variety of other folks at the big event at UNF, right, Sarah?
Yes, sir. 10 to 2.
10 to 2 o'clock. Dr. Rizek, thank you very much for taking so much of your time out with us today. We hope you have a good day and a good weekend, okay?
Thank you for having me. You too.
blessed.